Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya. The show is brought to you by Safari Kid, the preschool and after school program with multiple locations all over the Bay Area, and where the focus is on making learning individual and learning fun. SafariKidUSA.com is the website to go and check out if you're interested in a preschool or after school program for your child. SafariKidUSA.com. And there you can also see all the locations in the Bay Area and around the world where your child may be able to participate in Safari Kid preschool and after school. They have wonderful summer camps going on right now. I'm not sure how much space is left in those, but if you have a week or two that you are looking to have your children do something really fun and enjoyable, do check out a Safari Kid location near you and contact them. All right? Just want to remind everybody about our Facebook page. Safari Quiz Show is our Facebook page. We just put up pictures of our questions, the kids, the contestants, and the prize winners. So that's all we do there. So if you like our show, please show your appreciation by liking us on Facebook as well. We want to make sure the word spreads out to as many people as possible, because we have always discovered that any child who listens to the Safari Quiz Show once wants to listen to it over and over again. Plus, there are opportunities for you to win prizes even as a listener of the show, because we have 3 listener questions almost every week. And some weeks we have more. We have 8 questions. Our call-in number at the studio is 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. Also, our own email is safariquizshow@gmail.com. It's all one word, safariquizshow@gmail.com, if you want your child to participate in the show. We've had new kids come in almost every week, and nobody goes back feeling that they've had a bad time. Usually, it's so much fun. In fact, I want to mention a quick comment that we got from one of our second graders last week. When we were wrapping up the show, we were just giving out the prizes, and one of the children said, "Is there a prize just for the winner?" And we said, "No, there's a prize for everybody who participates, and that's the best part of the show." And that second grader said, "No, the best part of the show is playing the game." So you can see that's a really ringing testimonial from somebody who just participates and was on the show for the first time. So if you want to participate, once again, our email is safariquizshow@gmail.com. One more thing we do here is encourage the musical talents of all the children in the Bay Area and around the world, wherever you are. If you're listening to the show, please do send us your children's musical clips, whether they are singing, performing a musical instrument, doing something Indian, Western, fusion, doesn't matter. The idea is that we encourage children to learn music, even if it's just singing along to their popular tunes. So if they have a talent, or even if they're learning and want to develop a talent, our way of saying good job is to feature their performances on our show here. So if you have a musical piece of your child that you want to send to us, please again write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. You can either send it to us as an MP3 or a WAV file, or you can send us a YouTube link if you already have one, and we'll extract the music from that. All right, so that's our housekeeping, and now let's move on to meeting our kids in the studio. Today we have some returning contestants and some new ones. So let's go and meet them right now. Our first contestant is Roshni. Welcome.
Hi, my name is Roshni. I'm going to Bakehouse.
Hang on, Roshni. I don't hear you. Go ahead, again.
Okay. Hi, my name is Roshni. I go to Bayside STEM Academy, which is in Foster City, and my hobbies are biking and reading and drawing.
So I just found out that Bayside Academy has a year-round school, so they're still studying.
Yeah.
How does that feel? Do you feel like, man, everybody else is having summer vacations, but I still have to study?
No, well, during, like, when we have October break, I get to say, haha, you guys don't have an October break, but we do.
How long is the October break?
It's 3 weeks.
Actually, it makes a lot of sense, especially if you want to travel to India. The tickets are cheaper. In fact, travel anywhere, because yeah, Nobody else has vacation at that time, right?
Yeah.
But do you manage to make trips there, or are your parents busy with work?
Oh, we managed to make trips there.
Yeah, so that's a really good idea. Actually, I'm a big supporter of year-round school, because I think the summer break is just too long. 3 months is enough time to forget everything you've learned in the previous grade. And then usually I hear from my teacher friends that the first month of returning school of a new grade is always revision and sort of reminding kids what they learned in the previous grade, which is a real waste of time. So I love this system. So her friends are also in Bayside Academy. And let's meet our second contestant. Her name is Chirushree. She's been on the show before too. Welcome back, Chirushree.
Hi, my name is Chirushree.
Hang on, I don't hear her voice either. Closer to the mic, let's see. All right, let's try it again. Go ahead, Chirushree.
Hi, Hi, my name is Trilshree. I also go to Bayside STEM.
Okay, and having fun with ending sixth grade?
Yeah, school is almost over. We only have a couple days left.
I still don't hear her. Do you hear her voice on the thing? Yes? Okay. All right. So you just have a couple of weeks? Couple of days?
Couple of days.
Oh, couple of days. Okay. So when does when's your vacation from two and two?
From June 24th.
To
August.
June 24th to August.
Yeah.
That's not too small a break. It's a fairly substantial one, right?
About 5 to 6 weeks.
5 to 6 weeks, yeah, in contrast to the 10 we usually have. So, so 5 to 6 weeks now, 3 weeks in October, and then is there a big December break as well?
The December break is also 3 weeks, and there is also an April break.
April break, wow, it's well divided among the rest. It's a charter school, or is it a public school?
It's a public school.
And with a special emphasis on science, right?
On STEM. Which
on
is
STEM.
Science, technology, engineering, and math.
So which of those is your favorite?
Well, I like doing all of them, but they're all pretty interesting.
Closer to the mic. I can barely hear you. Yeah.
They're all pretty interesting subjects.
Interesting subjects. What do you do in engineering?
Well, we focus on the design thinking process,
mm-hmm.
which is testing and prototype.
Nice. What interesting, did you build anything interesting recently?
Well, we do projects in school.
Right.
And then we even had a special day in school where all we did was design thinking.
What fun. That's wonderful. And Bayside Elementary is open to pretty much anybody, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to be limited by your location. So if there's a parent out there with a young child who's thinking about a STEM education, and I think that for girls it's particularly important because for some reason I found that girls in the U.S. sometimes get this mistaken idea that they can't do science, which is quite a contrast to kids and girls growing up in India where they do science all the time, and science and math, but there seems to be a little bit of a hang-up here. But parents, if you want your girls to pursue STEM subjects, it's wonderful. They enjoy it. I can't say enough about it. Be sure to check out Bayside Elementary. Did I get the name right?
Bayside
STEM Academy.
It's a middle school.
Middle school. Okay. And what happens after high school? Oh, actually, you know what? I'm going to ask that to Sulagna. So our third contestant is Sulagna. You may have heard her voice many times answering our questions. She's a regular listener of the show, but today she's decided to make the jump from listener to participant. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Sulagna.
Yes.
And I also go to Bayside STEM, and I enjoy reading, listening to music, and doing taekwondo.
Taekwondo. All right. What belt are you?
I'm a red belt.
Red belt. I have a daughter who's black. She just tested and got a black belt, first degree. And so I know how wonderful that is. Enjoy it, right?
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. Do you really feel safer now that you do taekwondo?
I guess.
Okay. So tell me something. This is a question I asked Chirashri, and I actually wanted to get the answer from you. But what happens when you go to high school? Do you continue a STEM line, or you just go back to the regular public high school? Do you know Chirushi?
I'm not
yeah.
sure.
Okay.
There's actually a high school called D-Tech, which focuses on design thinking.
Okay.
And that's being built. So far, it's only 9 and 10th grade.
And every year, I guess, they add a grade or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that, D-Tech. Good. I look forward to seeing how you girls do. I hope you'll come back and share your adventures with STEM education in future shows. Right? Are you guys ready to play?
Yeah.
Yep. All right. We did a little bit of practice before, but I still want to make sure that the buzzer is working. Hang on a second. All right. Roshni, Chirushri, and Sulagna. All right. So our first category for today is finish the book title. Finish the book title. These are all popular classics that are read by girls, sixth grade, middle schoolers. So I think it's not going to be a problem. Again, it's going to be very much a buzzer game. So be sure, and you remember, I just want to remind the kids in the studio that once you've buzzed, you have 5 seconds to think of your answer. So don't hesitate to make a jump if you feel like it. And of course, -5 for wrong answers, or -5 if you hit the buzzer and you don't know the answer. But +5 for correct answers passed, and +10 for the person who hits the buzzer and answers the question correctly. Okay? Finish the book title. Question number one. A Wrinkle in
Time.
Do I hear Roshni's voice? Why do I feel that? Roshni, say something.
Hello?
I don't. Again? No, again.
Oh, so I said
that. Oh, that's it. But what is your answer?
Time. A Wrinkle in Time.
Is right. 10 points to Roshni. Michael, can you help me with the scores today? Question number two. Bridge to?
Terabithia.
Terabithia, 10 points. Told you it's going to be a buzzer game. Question number 3. The lightning?
Thief.
Thief is right. You want to check your buzzer and make sure it's working because you're doing it everything right. She's just a little bit faster. Question number 4. Island of the Blue?
Dolphins.
Dolphins. Very good. That was Chirashri. Question number 5. James and the Giant?
Peach.
Peach. This is faster. Don't use two fingers. Use one finger and go prack.
I use two fingers.
Yeah? It seems to be working for you, but maybe not for her. Question number 6. Anne of Green
Gables.
Question number 7. The Sisterhood of...
I forgot.
Go ahead. Think. Question passes to Roshni.
Pass.
The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. You owe me 5 points. Okay, question number 8. How to eat fried
worms.
Worms. Question number 9. The maze.
Runner.
Question number 10. Catching
fire.
Good job. 5 points. She owes me 5. Good job, Sulagna. Finally, you managed the buzzer. She's figuring it out now. Girls, the other girls, watch out. Question number 11. The Chronicles of
Narnia.
Yes, that was Chirashri. And, I did 12 questions for some reason. That's fine. Question number 12, if you still want it, why not? The Fault in
Our Stars.
All right. Okay, so that was our first book title. Obviously, the girls are really well read because that went by really fast. Now it's time for a listener question. Obviously, I'm not going to do a fill in the blanks because a lot of you are not middle schoolers. So I'm just going to ask you a riddle. And our call-in number is 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. And our question is, what is a snake's favorite subject? It's a riddle. What is a snake's favorite subject? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lippy, and the answer is history.
Thank you, Lippy. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Suti, and the answer is history.
Thank you, Suti. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, my name is Rahul, and the answer is history.
Thank you, Rahul. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Yes. What's your name?
My name is Shelly, and the answer is history.
Thank you, Shelly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and I think the answer is history.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ajay, and the answer is history.
Thank you, Ajay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Anshi, and the answer is history.
Thank you, Anshi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and the answer is history.
Thank you, Tanisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and the answer is history.
Thank you, Ashna, and last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello? Hi, my name is Twinkle, and the answer is history.
Thank you, Twinkle. Twinkle was the last caller for our first question. If you're still waiting to call, don't worry. We have 2 more questions coming up. In the meantime, we're going to take a break, and it'll be Sulagna's turn to pick a winner. And we'll also see how the kids in the studio are doing when we return from the show. Gieja.
Sorry, quiz show.
Gieja.
Saval Kieja!
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. I'm here with Roshni, Chirashri and Sulagna. They're all 6th graders, currently still in 6th grade because they have a year-round school at the Bayside STEM Academy. And we've been enjoying our first category with them, which was Finish the Book Title, which way we ended up having more than 10 questions, but they really zipped through it because very well read, and that was really good. But before we check their scores, let's see who got the prize for our first listener question. The question was, what is a snake's favorite subject? And yes, it is indeed history. And from all the correct answers, it was Sulagna's turn to pick a winner. Sulagna, who is the winner of our first listener question?
The winner of our first listener question is Lippy.
Lippy, all right. Can we hear her? Her voice is very soft in my ear. Well done, Lippy. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Don't forget, on the subject line, I would like you to write question number 1, June 20th, 2015, so that we can absolutely make sure the prize gets to you at in the fastest time possible. All right? Let's look at our scores in the studio. Roshni, how many points do you have?
60.
60. And what about you, Chirushri?
40.
40. And Sulagna has 5. And that's because she is really competing with superior buzzer skills, especially Roshni. And Chirushri is catching up. So this is going to be a really close game because we have 2 more categories, more than 20 questions. And we're coming up with our category phrases with numbers in them. Phrases with numbers. You guys ready? Let's do a quick buzzer check. Make sure everybody's buzzers are working. Roshni, Chirushri, and Sulagna. Yep, buzzers are all working. Ready for our first question? What number cloud are you when happy?
Cloud 9.
Cloud 9. 10 points to Chirushri. Good job. Where do you go to start from the beginning?
Square 1.
Square 1. Excellent. What do you gesture when you want to congratulate someone?
High five.
High five. Very good. Question number 5. Question number 4. This phrase is associated with working or staying open round the clock. Minus 5. Question passes to Roshni. That was
24 by 7.
24 by 7. Very good. 5 points. Question number 6. When you want to give your opinion, you put in your?
2 cents.
2 cents. Very good. That was Chirushri. Question number 7. When somebody is too perfect, they are called these shoes.
Goody two shoes.
Goody two shoes. That's right. We have the number 2 in that. That was Roshni. Question number 8. Number of minutes of brief celebrity. How many minutes? Okay, that's
15 minutes of fame.
It's Roshni's turn.
15 minutes of fame.
15 minutes, 5 points. If your time runs out, don't give her the answer. Okay, question number 7. Is it 7 or 8? A stitch in time?
Saves 9.
Saves 9. What does that mean?
I know.
Okay,
it
go ahead.
It means that, like, if you have a problem right now, you should solve it now.
No, I know that. But what does it mean? A stitch in time saves 9.
No
like,
idea.
I think I looked at, like, the origin.
Uh-huh.
But, like, if you, like, you were sewing something, and then if it got, like, before it rips anymore, stitch it up.
Stitch it. Otherwise, you'll have to put in way more stitches later. Because it'll rip more. Sense. That's right. Question number 10. How much is a picture worth?
1,000 words.
1,000 words. And last question in this category, taking a nap is catching?
40 winks.
40 winks. Excellent. All right, that's the end of this category. Time for our listener question, 510-770-1550, in the category phrases with numbers. Doing something at the very last moment is doing it at what hour? Doing something at the very last moment is doing it at what hour? 510-770-1550. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. No. Hi, you're on the air. Hi. Hello.
Hi, this is Shamali, and it's 11 hour. 11.
Thank you, Shamali. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
My name is Shelly, and the answer is the 11th hour.
Thank you, Shelly. Hi, you're on the air.
The 11th hour. My name is Sudeeksha Dhadapati. The answer is the 11th hour.
And what's your name again?
Sudeeksha Dhadapati.
Sudeeksha. Thank you, Sudeeksha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Stuti, and the answer is 11th hour.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rahul, and the answer is 11th hour.
Thank you, Rahul. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Ishita, and the answer is 11th hour.
Thank you, Ishita. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lippy, and the answer is the 11th hour.
Thank you, Lippy. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Twinkle, and the answer is 11th hour.
Thank you, Twinkle. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nishita, and I think the answer is the 11th hour.
Hang on a second. This is the second Ishita? I already had one. Ishita, what's your last name?
H-U-N-D-I, Hundi.
Hundi, okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and the answer is 11th hour.
And that was the last caller. Thank you, Ashna. If you missed out on the calling here, calling into the studio, don't worry. We have one more category and one more listener question left. But for now, it's time for our listener showcase. Let's first listen to the music and then we will talk about it. Awesome. Let's give a big round of applause for Roshni, who's in the studio with us today. And it was her two pieces that we learned. So Roshni, that was really well done. And I say this because I've been learning the violin for over a year now and I can't play that well. So that was really, really good. So how long have you been playing?
Well, I started one in sixth grade and I've been playing in my school.
Okay.
So this is kind of like my first year.
Excellent. So this is just at school or are you
just
getting lessons?
Just at school.
Wow, that's really good. As part of the band or as part as a violin lesson? Orchestra.
Orchestra.
Excellent, excellent. That was really well done. And if you want to have your musical piece on our show, please do write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. All right, while we were listening to Roshni's beautiful piece, by the way, do they have names?
Yeah, so the first piece I played was Troika.
Okay.
And the second piece I played was Charming Snake.
Charming Snake. This is the one we heard first, though.
The first one we heard was Troika.
Troika. Okay, the second one you heard was Charming Snake. Oh, that was really nicely done. Alright, so while we were listening to those beautiful pieces, it was Chiroshri's turn to pick a winner for our second listener question. Let's look at the question one more time. We were looking at the category, phrases with numbers, and the question was, doing something at the very last moment is doing it at what hour? Everyone got it right. It is indeed the 11th hour, and from all our correct answers, Chiroshri has picked the winner. Chiroshri, who is the winner of our second listener question?
The winner of the second listener question was Shaylee.
Shaylee, into the mic.
Was Shaylee.
Shaylee, I still can't hear her for some reason. Shaylee, congratulations. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. And in the subject line, mention question number 2, June 20th, 2015. And in the body, all the rest of the information. Okay, let's look at our scores in the studio. Roshni?
I think I have 100.
100 points. What about you, Chirashri?
90 points.
90. Oh my God, this is going to be really close. Sulagna bravely attempted a couple of questions. She still has to have any points, right? She had made some money and then lost it. But not to worry, she's against some really determined competitors. We have one more category coming up. It's called 5-letter countries. And we'll see how she does in that one. Are you guys ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, let's check our buzzers. Yep, all buzzers are working. Girls ready? Last category for today, 5-letter countries. Question number 1. Country now called Myanmar.
Burma.
Burma, very good. Question number 2. That was Chirashri, 10 points. Question number 2. Country that sounds like a spice. Country that sounds like a spice.
Chile.
Chile, that's right, 10 points. Question number 3. Country where Mount Fuji is?
Japan.
Question number 4. Country in Europe famous for the Leaning Tower of Pisa?
Italy.
Question number 5. Country where you can find the Sphinx?
Egypt.
Question number 6. Country which recently had a devastating earthquake in Asia?
Nepal.
Very good. That was Chirashri. Question number 7. Country whose tennis star is Rafael Nadal? Tennis star Rafael Nadal is from this country in Europe. How about that? 5 letters.
Spain.
Excellent. 10 points. That's Roshni. Question number 8. Country where the 2022 FIFA World Cup is supposed to be held?
Russia.
No, it's not 5 letters. Remember? -5. And question passes to Sulagna.
Brazil.
Nope, also not 5 letters. -5. Question passes to Roshni.
Pass.
It's Qatar. Qatar. It's been under a lot of controversy recently because it turned out they'd been bribing FIFA officials to get the World Cup assigned to their country. All right? Question number 9. Country where Psy of Gangnam Style is from?
Korea.
And last question. Country whose capital was once called Peking?
China.
Excellent. That was the last question. And now it's time for our listener category. Same category, 5-letter listener question. Category is 5-letter countries. Country where the Dalai Lama is from. 510-770-1550 is our question, is our call-in number. Hi, you're on the air.
Burma.
Hello.
Burma.
Burma. Okay, thank you. Who's this?
Calvin.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Stuti and the answer is Stuti.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lippy and the answer is Stuti.
Thank you, Lippy. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead. Tell me your name.
My name is Shelly and the answer is China.
Thank you, Shelly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shamali and the answer is Tibet.
Thank you, Shamali. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anshi and the answer is Tibet.
Thank you, Anshi. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, sir.
Hi, my name is Kashvi and the answer is Tibet.
Thank you, Kashvi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna and the answer is Tibet.
Thank you, Ashna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nishita Hindi and I think the answer is Tibet.
Is it Nishita or Ishita?
Nishita.
Okay, I got that. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shamita and I think the answer is Tibet.
What's your name again?
Shamita
was the last caller for this question. We're going to take our final break now. And when we come back, we'll see who won in our studio as well as who won our last listener question. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Jeja.
Sawal kiye ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Roshni, Chirushri and Sulagna. And we've come to the end of today's show. We just had our last listener question, which was, where does the Dalai Lama come from? Tibet is the correct answer. China could be the correct answer because China has taken over Tibet, has annexed Tibet. But yes, Tibet is the answer we were looking for from all the correct answers. It was Roshni's turn to pick a winner. Roshni, who is the winner of our last listener question?
The winner for the last listener question is Stuti.
Stuti. Lippi, Stuti, they're actually twins. So I think this is very satisfying when both of the twins win a prize. So congratulations, Stuti. And let's see, in the studio, Roshni, how many points do you have?
150.
And Chiroshi?
125.
Wow, that was a really close game. So Lagna had a tough time today because she met the superior buzzing skills of her friends. But I've invited her to come back because this is one of the things that really improves with repeat practice. Like anything else, actually. So if you're wondering, how do people get really good at quiz shows? And because quiz shows essentially are trivia games. And so my answer to that is, if you want your child to be well-versed in general knowledge, then let them read. Read, 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 read. Summer is a great time to do that. Every library, every public library has a summer reading program. Enroll your kid in that. Let them pick the books they want. Let them read whatever they feel like. And you'll find that their worldview and their knowledge is really enriched by that. And I've had some parents saying, what's the point of reading fiction? But the point of reading fiction is to really make you a well-rounded person. So summer is the time to do that. Make sure your kids read. Kids, if you're listening, go to your nearest library, pick up a book or two. And with that, we come to the end of our show today. The show was produced by Michael and Anu. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
chaotic.